141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening, welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a huge night of Champions League action. Celtic are in Zagreb against Dinamo, where it's currently goalless after 17 minutes. Philippe Clement turns his attention to the visit of Spurs after a few wins in a row for Rangers, and Hearts get set for a trip to Copenhagen. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Cammy Bell and Gordon Diel. Big week this.
A great week, Gordon. Great week for the Scottish Cups, club, especially in Europe. Celtic starting tonight, Rangers against Tottenham, and as you quite rightly say, it's Hearts over in Copenhagen on Thursday night, and then it's league campaign on Saturday. A lot of good fixtures. But all eyes will be on Sunday, Hampden, 3:30, first piece of silverware, Celtic and Rangers, can't beat it.
Yeah, massive weekend, huge weekend. Well, week starts just now with Celtic playing. They've started the game quite strongly, but as we go on throughout the week, Rangers, another massive chance for them to improve on the form that they've been shown over the last couple of games, and then Hearts have got that big win away in Copenhagen, and as Dazzler says, that big cup final on Sunday. Looking forward to that one.
Come on then, 01419511025. I say this every time, we try, we send Gordon Diel to UEFA headquarters, we lobby them to change the kickoff times for Clyde One Super Scoreboard, and they do not listen. So I know what it's like for you Celtic fans. You'll be keeping an eye on that, an ear on us. Why not give us a call as it goes on? If you find yourself shouting at the TV, shouting at the family members, why not just shout at us instead? Pick up the phone and let us know what you're thinking so far, how the game's progressing, and if you can't quite tear yourself away, certainly at half time and full time, we'd be looking for your reaction. So get ready on 0141 951 1025. You Rangers fans, that's Ross County put to bed. What does Thursday look like? We're only 2 days away, so what are you thinking? You starting to get your team lineup suggestions swirling around in your minds? Are you resting some players for Sunday? Are you playing some on Thursday that won't feature on Sunday, and so on? Do get your thoughts in. Is it a good time to play Spurs? I keep hearing that a lot. What does that mean? Because obviously they're not in great form, but they operate at a fairly high level and have a fairly high ceiling, as we've seen this season. So is it a good time to play them? Give us your early thoughts there, and anything else that you've got for us. It is Tuesday, so you're still more than welcome to bring up some leftover thoughts from the weekend if you've not quite got over them yet. 0141 951 1025. 19 gone in Zagreb, Gordon. How have Celtic started?
I think if you're Brendan Rodgers, you're quite pleased. They look like they're controlling most of the possession, Gordon. Okay, they've not tested the goalkeeper, but they're away from home. Interesting, the starting lineup. Everybody's talking about Rangers on Thursday night. Will they change their team with one eye in the cup final? People were talking about Celtic tonight. Would they change their team with one eye in the cup final? It looks like the strongest team. Taylor's come in there at left back. Bernardo's come in. Hatate and McGregor in the middle of the park, and the usual front three. So it's probably just now on form, Celtic's strongest 11. And I think Brendan Rodgers will be really, really pleased. They'd like to test the goalkeeper a little bit more, but just now they look comfortable.
How have they started for you, Cammy?
Yeah, no, comfortable, in control is what I would say of the game so far. They've had a few moments, but as you say, nothing that's tested the goalie so far. There was a free kick from 25 yards that just went over the bar. That's probably as close as they've got, but certainly look well in control of this game. And again, Zagreb haven't offered anything to threaten Kasper Schmeichel in the Celtic goal either.
20 minutes, Gordon, seems like a fair chunk to make an assessment, and we know games can change, but just having seen this, we're nearly a quarter of the way through the game. I know generally in the Champions League, a point away from home anywhere would be pretty good. Any reason Celtic really should be looking to kick on and win this and get to 11 points and get it all done and dusted with two games to spare? Surely there's nothing to fear here, is there?
The evidence I've seen so far, Gordon, I think they'd be disappointed with a point as much as you would have taken it before the game started. Look, there's still a long way to go, still a bit of football, but I think Celtic look very comfortable. They're dominating. If MD's going to score, you would probably bank on Celtic doing it. But you've just got to make sure that the concentration's still there, because you're away from home, and they will come into the game at some point, so you've just got to make sure don't give anything away cheaply.
And by all means, this is what we're here for. When Zagreb scored their third, you can play that bit back, which says doesn't look like there's anything to fear from the opening stages. I think that is a fair assessment of how it's gone so far. But maybe, Cammy, then maybe you do look at it the other way and say, you know, Celtic need to make sure that they do convert some of this early control or early pressure into chances in case Zagreb do have a spell in the game, which we've not seen yet.
Yeah, as Dazzler says, there will be a spell that they'll take control of the game. They're at home. They're a good quality opposition. They're not playing the Champions League for no reason, but they're not a team that's in great form at the moment. I don't think they're 1-5. And you can see that they're lacking a little bit of confidence. Celtic are pressing high, as they do, to try and get the ball from that counter press. But as you say, they'll want that goal. They'll want the goal to settle themselves down and count for all the control they've had in this first 20 minutes.
Again, we spoke about this last night, about on paper and how you try and assess it. You're right, they've not won in five. They're in a pretty grim place domestically. They've got 7 points in the Champions League. So that's not a bad total at all, Gordon. Celtic obviously sitting on 8 ahead of kickoff.
Yeah, they'll be looking for a positive result tonight, Gordon. They're at home. Home advantage. Celtic, you know, not very good usually away from home. I know they get a great result against Atalanta, but victories are very hard to come by. But I've got to say, I'm looking at the Celtic team just now, and for me, it's a matter of time before they score.
Well, you say that, but no real chances yet. Nicholas Kuhn just overdoing it in the edge of the box. If he can be helped out, Alistair Johnson will put one across, and it's just too high for everyone, and away it goes. It seems strange to do it a quarter of the way through the game. And by the way, just a reminder, if you are just joining us, I know it's strange timing with the game being on, but nothing changes on the phone. So give us a call, Celtic fans. How are you feeling the game's going so far? If you want to wait to half time, then fine, I'll grudgingly accept it. But if some of you want to give us a call now, that would be ideal. And then Rangers fans, 2 days away, how are you feeling? Is it a good time to play Spurs? And what are you thinking ahead of not only that game, but maybe with one eye on Sunday as well? So 01419511025. Feels strange to recap the team with a quarter of the game gone, but nevertheless, it's kind of the team I think a lot of people expected. No real surprises. Alistair Johnson, Carter Vickers trustee, Greg Taylor. There's maybe sometimes a debate there about him or Vahey. So Taylor got the nod. McGregor, no brainer. The other two, we had a bit of debate about them last night, but it's Hatate and Bernardo in midfield, so Ingles on the bench. And up front, it's the usual front three: Kuhn, Maeda, Kyogo. Again, maybe a hint of a debate about whether Adamida away from home in Europe. Does any of that surprise you too?
No, not for me. I know you have the usual debate, especially left-back positions certainly come in for a debate every game now. You have that debate in the middle of the park. I expected to see the front three. I think Kyogo in the big games always gets the nod, and I think he'll get the nod at Hampden as well, because he always comes alive there. Bernardo, I think, has been excellent. Ingles is off it a little bit. There could have been a shout there, and I'm sure Celtic fans would have loved to have seen McGowan in there. He's done particularly well. But I just think if the big important games, he goes with strongest three just now, and there's no surprises, that's his strongest three for me, sorry.
Well, I'll tell you what, Zagreb looking to break here, but not even...
Poor ball.
Yeah, pretty poor, and Celtic deal with it fairly easily. What did you make of the weekend while we're here? Because it is only Tuesday and this football moves on so fast, and of course we'll focus on this game and look ahead, but just in case there's anything out there that people want to get off their chests from the weekend.
No, there was some good games. The Celtic game was quite interesting, actually. I've never seen Celtic for a long time give up as many chances. It tells its own story when Kasper Schmeichel's man of the match. He made a few massive saves, but they were very expansive. They left us all open at the back. Obviously, we know how they play. They want to go and score goals, but look very open at the back. They'll be completely different tonight because it's a different quality of opposition. But yeah, it was quite a strange game. I felt Rangers were really in control of their game at Ross County on Sunday. Again, a better performance, more intensity. Jack Butland had to make two big saves in the game, but again, you're looking at for a quality goalkeeper to do that. He done that, done his job. So they look as if they're in a better place. Probably the best place I've seen them all season is where Rangers are at the moment.
Can't disagree. I think looking early on at the Celtic-Hibs game, David Grell walk away from Celtic Park thinking, how did we not score a goal today? You know, the Celtic gave up, unlike them, so many chances. 2 1-1s in the goalkeeper. All credit to Schmeichel, that's what he's there for. Good saves. I thought Celtic created a lot of chances as well. At the end of the day, it was a clean sheet, another 3 points. And then you move on, you look at Sunday's performance. I agree with Cammy. I think Rangers, if they can get a good, confident performance on Thursday night against Spurs, who are struggling a little bit. But they've still got to be difficult. Let's not be kiddied here. I think they'll get into Sunday's Cup final a good place.
What do you think, Rangers fans? Is it a good time to play Spurs? I've been hearing this. Do you agree? Or does that fill you with dread? The fact that they could bounce back, wounded animal, all those types of cliches. They do have a couple of injuries by the looks of the weekend, so why not get your early thoughts in? Only 2 days to go there. So 01419511025. Celtic have, I think, their first corner to defend. And it's just hit away at the front post. I think it's going to be a goal kick, is it? No one seems too sure. Yeah, we've not seen a great deal of Celtic defensively, which would be a good thing. Just a couple of set pieces there.
They look poor, I've got to say. For a home team, look, it's only 27 on the clock. But if you're at home, you're looking for a little bit more pace, a little bit more pressure. You know, try and turn Celtic, try and pressure them, try and put them under a bit of pressure. Celtic are playing this game at their own pace. They defend a set play there. It was a poor set play. This game's here for Celtic if they want it. I know games change and, you know, a goal changes games and whatever, a second half, a substitution, a tactical change can just change the pattern of the game. But so far, if you're sitting here looking, Celtic look like the home team.
I was almost about to say it feels like a home game for them, the way they've got the control, as you say, the control and the tempo of the game as well. They're speeding up when they want to, but also just passing about the back, making sure they're in full control. And I've not seen any quality from this.
Possession wise, it almost looks like a Scottish Premiership game.
Does it?
Not necessarily at home, but just it's got that sort of feel about it.
I think they've got a little bit of fear of Celtic. They seem to just minute Celtic get the ball at the back, they're dropping off.
Dropping in, yeah.
You know what I mean? They're not going with the high press, trying to put their defenders under pressure.
That said, though, let's not overdo this, because maybe what you don't get if this was a sort of typical Premiership game. There's just a slip there from Carter Vickers. We're nearly half an hour in. Celtic haven't actually created anything, really, have they?
No. They've not had an opportunity on goal. And again, what we're talking different from domestic quality that Celtic face here.
And there we go. There's a chance, but it's fluffed at the back post for Zagreb.
Yeah, but they won't want
good
to
word,
give
fluffed. I would have used another word.
They won't want to give too many opportunities away like that, because you would expect Zagreb have better quality than what they face domestically. And they are a threat at the top end of the pitch, so they just need to be wary of that. They have had huge amounts of control, but as we say, they've not really created anything yet.
I think if you're Celtic tonight, I think Brendan Rodgers will be saying, look, just looking at this game, the way it's planning out, be patient, because they're getting everybody behind the ball. They're making it very difficult. They're not leaving a lot of space. They look well organised. They don't look a very, very good team going forward, but they look well organised. So a little bit of patience. And sometimes you need that, and I think Celtic will be okay here tonight.
It doesn't even have many of the hallmarks of the big Champions League night either, because the stadium's practically empty. There's one stand that's got all the fans in it. So it's a bit of a strange one. But half an hour gone, Celtic absolutely fine, comfortable within the game, dominating possession, but no goal scoring chances yet. So we'll see how it progresses. Let's bring in David, who's a Rangers fan from Hamilton. How's it going, David?
Not bad. How's yourselves, guys?
All good. What are you thinking tonight, David?
Just to speak about Rangers playing Tottenham on Thursday. I think Rangers can do it on Thursday. I think Rangers at home and European nights are probably, well, they're different from what they are at the league anyway. You can tell that by a mile off. But the way Tottenham are playing since they beat Man City through, I don't think they've been consistent enough, and I think Rangers can go on and take a 3-0.
Oh, wow. I don't mind a bit of confidence. I was surprised at the scoreline, Gordon.
So am I, because I think one thing about this Tottenham team is they'll give you goals.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, they'll score goals, because they go on the attack. They're on the front foot. They've got good pace. They've got good energy. They've got good players. Look, you look at the game against Chelsea. They're conceding goals for fun, but the manager ain't going to change his style. And wouldn't be fitting if Postecoglou lost his job for a result against Rangers. You never thought that would have happened to Celtic. But let's look, they've got injuries. They're up and down just now. Postecoglou's under a little bit of pressure that he's been given the dreaded vote of confidence. He's, you know, the board have come out and said, over the festive period, he's not under pressure. Let's see how he goes. He will He will have his players fired up. That'll be a terrific game at Ibrox on Thursday.
What does the Ange Postecoglou factor add to it, David? I mean, he's a former Celtic manager. Does that add a bit for you?
For me, nothing. It doesn't add anything to it. Yes, he beat us quite a lot of times at Celtic. I'm a Tottenham fan. This is a bonus night for me. I'm a Spurs fan.
So you think your other team are that bad? You can see it being 3-0.
I think the strongest part of Tottenham is the front three. You have Maddison, Johnston, and Son. But going back with Tottenham, I don't think they've got as much today for Rangers. I think Clermont start with the team that he went with on Sunday with Baron. Raskin in the middle, Boss in the midfield, and Ignami and...
Yeah, I mean, sorry David, the line's breaking up a wee bit. We were getting the gist of it. There was a time, Cammy, where I always get a bit frustrated, almost just on behalf of Scottish football, where people down the road would sort of scoff when Ange Postecoglou would play a certain way, and you always heard that, oh, come on, it's not Motherwell or St Johnstone you're playing against now. And I thought a lot of it was over the top, overstated. They are now giving up a mad number of chances, aren't they? But then again, they're doing that against teams like Chelsea. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it translates.
It will be interesting. And listen, Tottenham are a quality side. We can't forget that. They were 2-0 up against Chelsea at the weekend. And then again, we know they concede goals, and the style of play, it probably allows teams with real quality going forward opportunities, and when they get opportunities to take them. So Rangers probably on Thursday night, when they get the opportunities, need to get the ball in the back of the net. They'll not get, and again, down the road, the quality's different. I think you've got strikers down there that are worth 80-90 million and are putting the ball in the back of the net the first time. Rangers need to do that on Thursday night. When they get an opportunity, they need to put the ball in the back of the net. I do believe Spurs are a real threat, as David said, at the top end of the pitch. That's where Rangers are going to have to look at being solid as a back four. Jack Butland's going to have a really good game to get a result. But I do think they're in a good place to definitely put a good challenge in on Thursday night.
I think Brennan Johnson's another one who... Did he limp off, or was it his ego that was bruised at getting taken off? He was a bit harder to tell. But if the centre backs are injured, that would be a huge boost.
Yes, it would. But let's look at Tottenham. Have got a brilliant squad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you touched on it, Gordon. They're playing against teams like Chelsea who have spent hundreds of millions. They're giving up chances. But even if the two first team centre halves are injured, their backup will be not too bad, right? Middle of the park, they're good. Up front, I think they're a real threat. They can score goals. They've showed that. The one thing I think for anyone going along there on Thursday night is sometimes you get teams in Europe, they'll come, they'll sit in nice and deep and then hit Rangers in the counter-attack. Because you know on a Thursday night, Rangers seem to find something from somewhere. I don't think that'll happen Thursday night. I think for the first whistle, Tottenham will go right on the front foot against Rangers, and it's up to Rangers to be brave in the ball. I just think it'll be a cracking game of football.
David, how do you feel about the week as a whole in terms of, I mean, I guess Sunday must be more important with it being a cup final, and Rangers' position in Europe's actually all right no matter what happens on Thursday. How do you balance the two?
Obviously, you want to beat your counterpart in the league, but the League Cup, sorry. But Europe's where it brings in more money for us, and money is what we need. Players is what we need. So I think I would rather concentrate on Europe and get a bit further and bring some more money in for us to get a good transfer.
Well, listen, I've always been one on here when these conversations come up every year. I always say, like, I don't think you need to pick. And actually, Europe, people who prioritise domestic football, it doesn't make sense because, you know, Europe can then benefit you in other ways. I just think because of this format, Cammy, Rangers have got their points. I'm not saying you write it off completely, but yes, David would be right financially if we're talking about that one-off, whatever it is, the couple of hundred grand, a few hundred grand you get for winning the game.
Yep.
Fine. But it's not like Rangers need Thursday night's result.
No, but they also don't want to flip it the other way and have a really poor result before the League Cup. And that's what I would say, that I think they'll put a fairly strong team out. Yes, if there's any boys that are carrying niggles or injuries, then they may be considered just to play part of the game or obviously rested on the bench. But I still think it'll be a strong Rangers team. I think it's an important game for the club, the manager. They've started to build momentum finally this season. So you want that to continue. You want to get a decent result on Thursday night. Take that in, all that confidence into Sunday's game, and have a real go on Sunday. Have a challenge. Obviously they're the holders of the League Cup, so they'll want to try and retain it. It's going to be a difficult challenge against Celtic, the form that they're in at the moment, but it's a one-off game. It's a cup final, so you can go and win them.
2 days to go, Rangers fans. How are you feeling, Gordon? In the meantime, what have we missed in Zagreb?
Well, I've not really missed anything. Neither goalkeeper really been tested. It's been quite an easy night for both of them.
Couldn't made the keeper come off his line and smother, but on the sort of angle, didn't he?
Yeah, but nothing that it's been a real threat. I still think Celtic are doing okay.
Card happy as well. Maeda and Taylor have been booked, and I think two Zagreb players as well. So he's card happy. But anyway, if you've got thoughts on the Celtic game as it progresses, give us a shout. And anything ahead of Thursday, we're here as well, and we'll speak to you next.
The voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Cammy Bell are here waiting for your calls. 0141 951 1025. Just a couple of minutes to go until half time in Zagreb. So if you want to wait till then, fine. But as soon as the half time whistle goes, Celtic fans, let's look back on the first half together. Cameron Carter-Vickers, you don't usually panic when he's going back towards his own goal, but then Bruges happened a few weeks ago, but he's just headed one back to Schmeichel. Other than that, it's sort of as you were.
Yeah. It looks like a possession game. The two goalkeepers are probably saying, look, have a shot, get me warmed up here. But if you're Celtic and you're away from home, I think you're very happy with what you've seen so far of the opposition. They're not a threat. They're letting Celtic dominate the ball. Carter Vickers, trusty, just knocking it about, gets back to them, playing at their own pace. I think Brendan Rodgers, if he gets in at half time, I'll be happy. The only thing, they're disappointed they've not tested goalkeeper.
Yeah, again, you watch them when Zagreb are out of possession, they almost drop into a 5-4-1. So Celtic are going to have to be patient. The ball just goes too far into the goalkeeper's hands there. Yeah, they're going to have to be patient. They're going to have to work their little passes around the corners, try and get Kyogo in on goal. And yes, it's probably going to be a game that they're just going to have to be a little bit more patient. But they're well in control this game. Zagreb don't really look a threat at this moment in time.
Yeah, what is this, Gordon? Is this a good Celtic performance, or is this an example that Celtic are actually better than Zagreb but are not performing that well, if that makes sense?
That's a difficult one because we don't really know a lot about them, Gordon. I know their form's not been great, but we don't see them week in, week out. We don't know really what sort of team they really are. So far, on the evidence I've seen, they've offered nothing. Celtic look comfortable. I don't think it's a bad performance. If you say to anybody, you know, you'll be dominating most of the game. Okay, you've not tested a goal, but you'll be dominating the game. They're not really going to test you in the first 44 minutes. You're away from home in Europe. I think you'd take that. I think you'd be happy with that.
Yeah, I think, listen, they're playing against a side that are obviously have quality. You don't play in the Champions League if you've not got any quality at all within your team. They're very disciplined. They certainly look that. They look as if they all know what they're doing. So, as I said before, I think it's going to be a patient performance from Celtic. If they get that goal, then Zagreb will get asked to come out a little bit more, and it might just offer up more opportunities for Celtic.
And this is maybe where Celtic have to be careful, because they've given it away up the pitch. And then the ball comes across, and there we are. That is the first chance for Zagreb. He slip it past the post, I think.
Carter Vickers gets caught there, yeah. That's a great opportunity. You're right, Gordon. They give the ball away cheaply up the pitch, and all of a sudden there's a counter-attack down the right-hand side. Taylor's out of position. The ball gets played in. Carter Vickers slips at a vital time. But fortunately enough for Celtic, they weren't punished.
There's a couple of times Carter Vickers actually slipped on the pitch, so I don't know if that's causing Celtic a little bit of a problem as well.
So Cucurella, was it on the Chelsea
game?
Changed
the boots.
Changed his boots.
Oh, that was brilliant. I've done that many a time.
But do you know what? I'm sure I saw he posted a picture of them in the bin afterwards and said, like, sorry, Blues. But I think they were studs anyway.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
changed them for a different pair of studs.
Yeah, that's the old excuse, isn't it? Should I put him in the bin? Never mind the boots.
You can get away with that bravado when you've won. There we are, Celtic are in behind. Here's Daizen Maeda, cuts it back, but it's just a difficult ball to take on the penalty spot. And it was an awkward height, but Hitate will shoot from the edge of the box. No, he won't. He decided to pass it and passed it right out of play for a goal kick. He was right on the D. It all opened up for him. I was expecting him to just put the laces through that, Gordon.
He's got the ability. We all know that. I don't know if he thinks he just overruns it and the defender's closing him down and he tries to slide. Is it Bernardo in?
I think it was Bernardo, yeah.
Yeah, it's a poor pass.
I think his touch was okay to get the shot away. I think he was in a decent enough position.
I don't know if he looked up and seen the defender and decided, but you're right, he's certainly got it in his locker to unleash one into the top corner.
Yeah, especially after they've not really had that many shots. You're all of 20 yards out. You've got half a sight at goal. You think you just get your shot away. Deflection, anything can happen.
Nearly half time. So as soon as that whistle goes, Celtic fans, give us a call and assess the first half. Has it been frustrating, or are you of a patient mindset and able to calm down and wait until the second half? Because there's not been anything of a worrying note going back the way. You've dominated the ball but not really making much happen. Is that half time? It's very hard to, do you know what, the whole game's been played at a sort of weird pace. Let's cross over to Andrew McLean.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard European Group Stages with UK Debt Expert, the top team helping you tackle your debt. Verify at ukdebtexpert.co.uk. May not be suitable for all. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Yeah, Dinamo Zagreb 0, Celtic 0, the half-time score here. Definitely not a classic in Croatia at the moment. Basically no chance is created by either team. 5 minutes in, Greg Taylor was for a challenge in the Dinamo box. That was the first of a few cards. The game has been broken up quite a bit in the way through. Celtic then started to get on the ball.
Andrew McLean's line's a bit ropey. Let's nip that in the bud and we'll try and speak to him in just a second, because I could barely understand what was going. It was coming and going there, wasn't it?
Yeah, I could understand what he's trying to explain is it's not a classic, but if you're in the Celtic camp, you're 0-0, you're getting in at half time, you can rearrange everything, you're looking for that vital goal. You'd probably take a point before the game started, but I keep saying, looking at this team tonight, I think they're there for the taking. If they can create a little bit more in the final third, that's the only thing that's a bit disappointing there. But they've got to watch at the back, because we've seen it there. They break up the pitch down the right hand side. Carter Vickers slips and it's a real good opportunity, but they obviously couldn't cash in it. But I think Celtic will be reasonably happy so far.
Yeah, I think Brendan Rodgers will be interesting, because this is where he'll play a huge part. He'll have analysed that first half, the way that the opposition are set up and where he can find them gaps that they can get opportunities, that maybe just a little bit more quality in the final third. When they get them opportunities, they've had a couple of times they've been down the wides areas and it's just not been the right cross into the box. So you'll just be looking for that little bit of quality to try and unlock this team.
Why not give us a call right now, Celtic fans? Let us know how you saw that first half. Everybody always sees these things differently, so give us a shout and let us know how you're feeling. If you're feeling pretty comfortable, relaxed, confident that this turns into a win in the second half. If you've seen anything that you don't like, you'd like to change or whatever, give us a call. We're here for you. 01419511025. It will hopefully get the eyewitness account from Andrew McLean. Any personnel, Gordon, that is or isn't particularly working for you?
We've not seen a lot of the front three. Kyogo's not been involved too much, but we know what he does. He can come alive. He just needs to play on that shoulder and just one through ball, he can open the game up.
Okay, I think we've got John Dewey. John in Port Glasgow on the line. I thought we did. He seems to have disappeared. Let's try and get him back and get some views from... There we are. John's on. How are you, John? What did you make of the first half?
It's a good half, eh? Hi, Cammy and Gordon.
Hello.
Hi,
John.
How's it going, John? Hi. It's yet to be won. I just thought, obviously, that last couple of minutes, the 2 minutes injury time, I thought it'd have been eight. Do you know, I think Gordon, you've been a player, obviously, and Cammy, you're a goalkeeper. Would you not have been expecting a wee shot here after Hitati? He's on the edge of the box. He's got an open, I'm not saying an open goal in front of him, but he's got a target there.
Well, Cammy did say he was very surprised that he didn't take the shot on. I was given the benefit of doubt. I don't know if he looked at the defender coming out and just tried to play a simple ball into Bernardo, give him the better opportunity. But I think we'll all agree that Hitati has certainly got it in his locker to unleash one and test the goalkeeper. So I agree with what you're saying, John, that the game is there to be won. I still think the Celtic need to be careful, because there was a little warning just before half-time when they broke down the right-hand side and had a good opportunity. But if they can just concentrate at the back and just maybe a little bit sharper in the front areas, getting in behind, getting the balls across, I think that this team's here for the taking tonight for Celtic.
Yeah, I mean, I know the shots from outside the box are low percentage chances and all that stuff, Cammy, but he was kind of right on the edge of the box, wasn't
he? Yeah,
it all opened up quite nicely, and John probably speaks on behalf of most Celtic fans who are looking for him to just have a...
Yeah, I think when it's been that sort of frustrating half, especially for the forward players, that it's not really worked for them, they've not had a clear opportunity the way they normally play. They score a lot of their goals from within the box. I think when you get that opportunity towards half-time, you know, you've got that feeling it's towards the end of the half, that you get a half sight at goal. I think you just take that shot on. As I said before, we've seen it, deflections. Again, if the ball goes out for a corner, they get another opportunity. But yeah, for me, just made the wrong choice, try to play in Bernardo. I think the second half they'll be looking for just that little bit of quality, the combinations to start working a little bit better for them, and I'm pretty sure they'll get more joy.
So you're pretty confident Celtic can kick on and win this, John?
I think we can win it. It's the coefficient as well, you know what I mean? Because the other two teams play on Thursday, and it would be massive. I spoke to a couple of boys today. It would be massive if the three big teams qualify into the late next year. I mean, you're talking, it'll take them up to March. And who's to say they can't kick on? The coefficient, you all talk about it yourselves, amongst yourselves, etc. You look at the last three Scotland games. Now, Scotland could have come out of that group, but to win two and draw one in the last three games, amazing. Coefficient, their points.
They're separate, though, to be fair. These would be club coefficient. No, these would be separate. But I take the point. The playoff phase is certainly in reach for Celtic. It's almost, I think it is, kind of done, you think, for Rangers. You obviously don't know yet until the group ends, and hopefully Hearts can get something as well. Let's try and pick up where we left off with Andrew McLean.
Yeah, I don't know where I dropped out there, but as I was saying, just not been a classic so far in Croatia at all. Celtic, they've been on the ball, they've been trying to string a few passes together. A lot of it early on in the game was going through Rio Hitati, but just no real chances being created whatsoever. Paolo Bernardo curled a free kick just over the Dinamo bar. Nicholas Kuhn at one point got to the byline, tried to fire across the six-yard box. That one was blocked by the goalkeeper, diverted out for a corner. Dinamo, they've been trying to hit Celtic on the break. It hasn't really come to anything. Apart from in injury time, they broke down the right. The cross came into Kalinovic, but he steered wide at the front post. Neither goalkeeper has had an actual save to make in the game so far. Celtic need to try and turn this possession into chances. The one thing that has been going on throughout the whole game, though, is the Dinamo fans over to my left. They've been loud, they've been non-stop for the whole 45 minutes. They've been giving their team a real big backing, but their team have not really been up to much on the pitch. It's the type of game you think if Celtic are able to step up and play the way we've seen them play in a lot of games this season, in some Champions League games, and they will be able to come away with that vital 3 points, but needs to be a better performance than that first half. The half-time score, Dinamo Zagreb 0, Celtic 0.
Well, what did you make of that first half? Give us a call right now, 01419511025, and whilst you get your calls in, I'll tell you about this.
Clyde One's Cash for Kids Mission Christmas.
With J&D Pierce, Scotland's premier structural steel specialist. Think steel, think quality, think Pierce.
Once we're over the European football, it will be full steam ahead to Sunday's League Cup final between Celtic and Rangers, and you could be there thanks to Cash for Kids. And not only could you be there, you could be sitting in a pair of VIP silver debenture seats with access, lounge access in the main stand as well. So a proper day out and the big showpiece game as well. All you need to do is enter a raffle. All the money goes to Cash for Kids as part of Mission Christmas as well. So a fairly good arrangement all round. All you have to do if you're a Celtic fan is text Celtic to 84901 or Rangers to 84901, because we've got tickets for both, and you need to do it before 8pm on Thursday. So you are running out of time. Don't miss out just because you forgot to do it in time. Make sure you get those messages sent. The text cost one standard network rate message, or in addition to that, it's a £10 donation to Cash for Kids. So every penny of that, 100%, straight back to children that need your help. It's over 18s only. The T's and C's are on the Cash for Kids page at Clyde1.com. So that's Celtic to 84901 or Rangers to 84901. And if you're really lucky, your team might win, and you could even get a glimpse of Gordon Dale in action as well, because he'll be there working. So looking forward to it. Get your text sent, and we wish you the best of luck.
141-951-1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Half time in Croatia, so Celtic fans, give us a call. Let us know what you've made of that first half, whether you're happy or not, or somewhere in the middle, and what you would do in the second half. If you would change anything, would you bring anyone else on? Andrew McLean is there. Let's try again and see if anyone is going to come on at the break for Celtic, Andrew.
Yeah, just waiting to see the Celtic team coming out of the tunnel. The Dinamo side are on the pitch at the moment. Just having a look at the players that were warming up at half-time. Didn't see Adam Ida out there. I wonder if maybe that's something that Brendan Rodgers is considering. Dinamo are sitting pretty deep. There's not a lot of space for Kyogo to operate in those areas. Maybe they want a more physical presence up there. Adam Ida can offer that. So we'll see if he comes out the tunnel with the rest of the team that started the game. You also wonder, you know, how long will the likes of Greg Taylor maybe last? He's on a booking. He's been on a booking since the fifth minute. Will Alex Baye maybe be a player to come on? There's so many options in that midfield that Brendan Rodgers can mix up as well. And you've got to think that he will have an eye on the cup final on Sunday. Celtic, of course, have a lot of preparation time building up to that game, because the players will be straight on a flight after this game. There's a good chance they might be in their own beds by about 1 a.m. UK time. So it gives them the whole rest of the week to prepare for the game. But certainly, with that game coming up, Brendan Rodgers might just consider what's going on. And there is actually going to be a change, because I can see Anthony Ralston is fully kitted up and is ready to come on. Alistair Johnson did take a knock in that first half. It was a really awkward challenge for Paolo Bernardo. He seemed to catch a Dinamo player who then slid into Alistair Johnson. It looked as if he maybe hurt his knee. He continued on for the rest of the half, but he's not going to be able to continue for the second half. So it's going to be Alistair Johnson that comes off, Anthony Ralston on for the second half, and maybe a bit of a concern going into that huge game on Sunday. But Celtic have this 45 minutes that they need to deal with first. Certainly a game that they look as if they can win if they step it up in this second half, but we'll see what the next 45 minutes has in store.
It's a big piece of news that, Gordon. That is Andrew outlined, and I'm sure as everyone was already thinking anyway, for this 45 minutes and then for the cup final a few days away, Alistair Johnson.
Yeah, we did see him taking a knock. It looked like a sore one, Gordon. Obviously, they've assessed it at half-time and probably looked at it and thought, not worth the risk. Yeah. Ralston can come on there and play there, no problem at all. It's not like the back four are under severe pressure every 2 minutes. But, it'll be a concern for them, but there's still plenty of time between now and obviously Sunday in the cup final.
Yeah, Alistair Johnson's such a big player for Celtic these days, but Ralston's got loads of experience, played in the Champions League, obviously a national team player as well, so hopefully for Celtic's point of view it's only just a knock and potentially just an impact injury that they'll be able to settle down before the weekend. I don't see it really affecting this game too much.
Is that as far as you would have gone? Would you have? But I've seen tweets coming in as well about Zagreb being deep and therefore it's hard to get Kyogo in behind, and therefore maybe it would be an opportunity to use Adam Ida.
No, I think Andrew's watching the game from the stadium and they'll get a great view of it. I take on board what you were saying there about maybe something different up front to give them something different to think about. I highlighted it just before half time. Kyogo's not been in the game. It's not his sort of game. But you know one thing, it just takes that one lovely pass through the middle of the defence and he's there. You've seen his finish against Tibbs It was brilliant, you've got to say that. He might give it 15, 20 minutes normal, as the manager does. Assess it. If it's still going the way it's going, he's got good options he can change from the bench.
Yeah, I agree. I think he'll be looking at 15 minutes, seeing if anything can change. He'll probably be looking for them combinations in the box just to be tidied up a little bit, to create these opportunities for Kyogo. So yeah, he'll be assessing it as it goes on. It might be Ida that it takes to come on and then get the ball in the box a little bit more and quicker. But yeah, they're fairly comfortable. They started the second half comfortable as well.
There's a few issues though, isn't there? I mean, Nicholas Kuhn has been excellent, and he's had a this season, he's had a couple of flashes here, but I feel like the left back's playing him quite well, staying very tight to him, isn't he? And I think he's only managed to wriggle clear once or twice.
Yeah, I think their back four's playing the front three well. Maeda's doing a lot of work, but it seems to be going back to his own goals. We're used to that with him. You know, he's running powers.
Ooh, there's a poor kick from Kasper Schmeichel, which might cause one or two issues. It's actually brilliant tracking back from Maeda before that. But it's sort of just in the midfield area at the moment.
Yeah, they just don't, I hate to say this, they just don't look a team that, you know, if you make a mistake, they're going to punish you right away. They seem to be a very slow sort of a team, the way they move the ball about. They're patient like Celtic. They don't have a lot of quality for me.
No, but defensively, they've looked solid. Yeah, they've looked the really four, disciplined, yeah, the way they play and defend.
I'll tell you what, Tati's having a strange game, isn't he? Some of his decision making and his passing.
Yeah, it might just be a case of when Brendan Rodgers looks at this, he's got good options in the Midland Park, and he, you know, Luke McCown, the Celtic fans are raving about every time he comes on the pitch. He makes a difference, he looks comfortable. You've got an £11 million midfield player sitting there in Ingles as well. So you've got good options.
It looks like they just need a little bit of a spark to
something
come on
different.
The pitch. Yes,
yeah.
Aye.
Yeah.
Let's squeeze in a call as well before we move on. Jeff's a Rangers fan. Jeff, is that a good time to play Spurs? Are you buying into that stuff?
Well, both teams are playing not good football just now. In Europe, as you would think, the way Rangers are playing, that they should win on Thursday, but you just never know with the game and its new format how the games are going to go. I'm watching the Celtic game just now. That'll bodes well for Sunday. But you would think Celtic should win that game. I did feel sorry for Greg Taylor at the beginning of the game because both players went for the ball, and unfortunately Taylor got the yellow card for his follow through.
See, as a Rangers fan, Jeff, do you have one eye on Sunday in terms of like resting players on Thursday or leaving certain players out?
Well,
or
you can't really do that. You've got to play your strongest. You've got to play your strongest team. But the way things are going just now in Europe, I would like to think that you would rest one or two players for Sunday. But you need to play out your strongest team because you don't know. All those Spurs are having a bad time about just now. You just don't know how they're going to play on Thursday because it's a different game than in the Premier League. I'm in two minds. Yes, rest the players because we're more or less qualified. B, you need to play out your strongest team. You need to score as many goals because it could go in the goal difference.
See, from a Spurs perspective, Gordon, does... The fact that they are under a bit of pressure and the fact that he sort of needs a win, if that's the right phrase, is that worse for Rangers? Because, you know, sometimes English teams, they can take Europa League a bit lightly, but it doesn't strike you as the type of game that he would get away with taking lightly this time.
No, he certainly wouldn't. I don't think he could come to Scotland and lose against Rangers. He's under severe pressure just now. And plus the fact he's got injuries to key players. So he's going to play the strongest 11 available to them. And let's be honest here, you're shopping a different market down there. Even your squad players are on hundreds of thousand pounds a week. So you're not just bringing in untried players, you're probably bringing in international players that have been desperate to get an opportunity in the Premier League. I think Postecoglou will come here with a mindset of trying to get a real good result. You know the history behind it. You know he's under pressure. You know he's got a few injuries. And the one thing you will get, he'll go toe-to-toe with Rangers for the first whistle.
And whilst we've been on the phone, Cammy, is it safe to say we missed Celtic's best chance or best opening, certainly?
Yeah, it certainly was. It was Nicholas Kuhn. He got a run on the full back, got across, he got his body across him and drove into the box and got a shot away. It was just deflected. He was only probably 15 yards out when he took his shot on. Defender got his leg in and blocked, and it went over for a corner. It was a really positive move for Celtic, but just not executed at the end of it.
Okay, thank you to Jeff for his call. It's time to play this. Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football. Come on then, Beat the Pundit time. It's your chance to come on here. You can humiliate Gordon Dl or Cammy Bell, win yourself a signed ball, and even get some money chucked into Cash for Kids as well. There is a lot on the line tonight, and if you fancy it, you have to call in before 7 o'clock. 0141 951 1025. And we will speak to you for your chance at Meet the Pundit next. Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Gordon Dl and Cammy Bell are watching Celtic in Zagreb. 59 minutes gone, still goalless. Celtic had a few shaky moments at the back there, but it does still remain goalless, and no other substitutions made yet apart from that Anthony Ralston on for Alistair Johnston at the break. We'll stick with it for this corner to Celtic before we crack on. And of course, we are building up to the game on Thursday. So Rangers fans, how are you feeling? Oh, massive chance, Celtic. You'll go in at the front post, and it's blocked by the goalkeeper. That was a huge chance, probably the biggest Celtic I've had.
Yeah, massive chance. Kyogo, I don't know if he does he get anything on it, and then it falls to Carter Vickers after the goalkeeper parries it out. And if, I don't know if he's given a corner or what he's gave here, because the Zagreb
they're complaining,
protesting.
It was a nice move down the right and just flashed across, and Kyogo, he just couldn't quite get there in front of the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
I don't really know what the complaints are here.
Is it Carter Vickers?
Doesn't really do much wrong.
Has he given a corner?
I think he's maybe given a corner where it perhaps shouldn't have been. I don't really see what
no,
the
it's Carter Vickers lands on the defender's ankle, Gordon. I think they're complaining about that as well.
Anyway, looking ahead to Thursday, so give us a call. Rangers fans, how are you feeling? You've obviously got the two big games coming up. Is it a good time to play Spurs? Would you rest players? Who should play on Thursday that doesn't play on Sunday, and vice versa? All that sort of stuff. Do give us a call. We'll play this first though. Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun. For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football. It is Beat the Pundit time. Celtic just having to defend their own box here, but they get so many men back and then they give it away. On the edge of the box is a shot going to come in, blocked. And Zagreb have been really, really scrappy when they've had any opportunity to do anything whatsoever. Let's play Beat the Pundit with Jamie in Cumbernauld. How's it going, Jamie?
Alright, how's it going?
Not bad. Have you ever played before?
Nah, I've not played, no.
Are you a Rangers fan, Jamie?
Yeah, mate, aye.
What's got more chance of happening, you beating these two or Rangers beating Spurs on Thursday?
Rangers winning Thursday and Sunday, aye.
Yeah, he's got the double. Well, you let's make it a treble then, why not?
Win, Jamie's no chance.
Win, beat the Pundit tonight. And
I think if you get one, you're beating Jamie.
Make it a treble. How's your form?
13 out of 14.
Okay, good for you. Right, what we'll
I'm undefeated. Well, I'm not undefeated, of course I'm.
Jamie, we'll toss the coin. If it's heads, it's Cammy Bell. If it's tails, it is Gordon Dl. And it is heads, it's Cammy up against Jamie from Cumbernauld. So we'll give Cammy something else to listen to, some greatest hits radio probably. And that way, Jamie, he can't hear us. You've got 30 seconds. You just answer as many as you can. Pass if you don't know. An extra bonus as well, Jamie. Thanks to the team at Cairnhill Steel Structures. Every question you get right, they'll chuck a tenner into Cash for Kids. Sound good?
Pressure.
Nah, don't you worry. Not a problem for you, Jamie, right? Your 30 seconds is going on the clock and your time starts now. Who were the last English team Rangers played in Europe?
Oh, Arsenal.
Which striker joined Celtic from Dinamo Zagreb in 1998?
Pass.
How many Scottish men's teams are left in Europe?
Three.
What does SPFL stand for?
Scottish Premier Football League.
In what city are Spartans based?
Oh, pass.
Who do Celtic women play in the Champions League tomorrow?
Real Madrid.
What club connects John Hughes, Scott Brown and John McGinn?
Yeah, United.
Let's bring Cammy back. Cammy, can you hear us?
Mate, yes, they're easy.
Hold on, Celtic. Yeah. I've got their backs. Ooh. There we go. Just hit over the top by Zagreb. You ready, Cammy?
Yes.
Same questions to you. 30 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Who were the last English team that Rangers played in Europe?
Pass.
Which striker joined Celtic from Dinamo Zagreb in 1998?
Pass.
Will you be quiet? How many Scottish men's teams are left in Europe?
Three.
What does SPFL stand for?
Scottish Premier League.
In what city are Spartans based?
Edinburgh.
Who do Celtic women face in the Champions League tomorrow?
Pass.
What club connects John Hughes, Scott Brown and John McGinn?
Hibs.
Okay.
Terrible.
Jamie, how do you think it went?
Listen.
Oh,
I know. Gonna stop making noises, though.
Yeah, honest, he's the worst.
He turned his mic off,
and then you
I know, but he was really annoying me.
Liverpool's the last English team, surely. Rangers played. Yeah.
Yes. Well, don't you spoil it. We're gonna go through and get the answers just now.
You were pointless.
I know I was.
Who were the last English side Rangers played in Europe? It was Liverpool. I know why they've tried to forget about it, Gordon. To be fair, Jamie and Cammy, but it was Liverpool. Which striker joined Celtic from Dinamo Zagreb in 1998?
You're going to be impressed.
Oh, hurry up.
Viduka.
It is Mark Viduka.
That's a good one.
I've seen that today in the paper.
Know your stuff.
Did you?
Yeah.
0-0. How many Scottish men's teams are left in Europe? 3. Celtic, Rangers, Hearts. You both got it. So it's 1-1 and a tenner to cash for kids. What does SPFL stand for? Scottish Professional Football League. None of you got it. Spartans are based in Edinburgh, so Cammy moves 2-1 in front.
Can I believe that?
Celtic women, however, play Real Madrid. Equaliser for Jamie.
Oh, you're going to get beat with Jamie the Donut.
We're level, £20 to cash for kids. What club connects John Hughes, Scott Brown? See if I had stopped there, Jamie. You would be right. You would be right on Air United, wouldn't you? But Hibs, John McGinn into the mix. It is Hibs, Cammy,
that was
nicks it.
That was a last awful minute. Well.
Listen, 3-2 is fine.
Nah,
did Jamie think that John McGinn played with air?
He just said air. I don't know.
Well done, Jamie. So, £20 though.
£20 to cash for kids, Jamie.
Cheers.
Right, talk to us about this week. What are you thinking Thursday and Sunday? You think Rangers win them both?
I don't know. You never know with Rangers, but.
But see, when this draw was made, though, right? I think everyone was kind of fearing Spurs, weren't they? And they can play such good football, and Rangers haven't been in a great place. Has that changed a bit because they are struggling, or is it still such a big task?
I don't know. If Ange needs a win, it's a big win for him if he came up here and go out win it.
Yeah, I suppose.
So I don't know if he'd fired in his team up a wee bit more because he's coming up here, or it's a good time to get them. He just.
See, if we're looking ahead, do you think the fact that, you know, Hadji and Danilo can't play on Thursday, so keeps them fit or fresh for Sundays, can that be helpful in a roundabout way?
Helpful for Sunday, not for Thursday.
No, exactly. You'd rather have the option, Cammy, especially because they've both been key to this small upturn that Rangers have had recently, and now you're going to be forced into changing that. However, would Rangers go that attacking against Spurs and Celtic anyway?
Interesting. Yes, I don't know, but it's the only sort of style formation that's worked for Rangers this season, to be perfectly honest. Since they've went so attacking, they've looked very good, and I know they're playing a different level of opposition. They might not go quite as expansive as they have been, but yeah, I think you'd like to have them in there as options, but it might just be for the players because they've not been playing consistently this season. It might just be a nice break for them. To allow them to be fresh for Sunday, because it's such a big game on Sunday. But both of them have been brilliant. I was really impressed. I've always liked Hadji. I think he's got a real spark in him, and he's brought that intensity level up for Rangers since he's joined started in the games. And Danilo's linking up well. He's bringing all these players into it, and he's looked a little bit more sharper.
Yeah, and he's starting to get goals.
Yeah,
which helps. I think Hadji is a big player for Rangers. I think he can create for you. It'd have been interesting if he was available. Would they have played in the two games? I know some Rangers fans are looking at Sunday and looking at the way Celtic are with energy, pace and everything about it. Hadji's not that kind of player. But the one thing, if you take Hadji out of the team, you lose that someone that can create out of nothing for you.
He's a match winner, eh?
Yeah, I think the decision from the manager Thursday and Sunday has got to be really important with the team lineups.
Luke McCowan's just come on for Celtic and he's just passed it to Coon in the box, who finds Ralston, who wastes it. What an opportunity that is for Celtic. They get in the box and that's a real wasted chance. That,
yeah, I'd be disappointed. He's in a great position. He makes a good run, Ralston. It's a good build up from Celtic. Ingles has come on the pitch as well. It just plays it nicely into his path. He'll be that. He's got to do better. If you're a centre forward in there, you're having a real go at Ralston. He needs a wee bit more quality.
He's very frustrated at himself, but that just sums Celtic up a little bit, that the quality in that last moment hasn't been there for them yet in this game. There's still a long way to go, and they're getting in the right areas. It's just not kind of clicked at the top end of the pitch.
Here's one I'm curious about, Jamie, and we can debate it more as the week goes on. Would you play James Tavernier against Celtic on Sunday?
100%.
No doubt about it.
Aye, definitely.
Because some Rangers fans on Twitter, I see them saying, "Oh, he's not very good against Daizen Maeda, and should try Dujon Sterling."
I think the way the manager's set up in the past couple of games has been different with how high the fullbacks have been. So I think you've seen the kind of best of Tav a wee bit been back a bit with how high he's been.
Yeah, because that's the thing, Gordon. It would be coming at a time where he's sort of getting back towards the kind of version of the player that we've seen before. But I just wonder, will they play both?
To give the fullback that little bit of support. I'm delighted.
No. Will James Tavernier play both games?
All right, sorry. Okay. I thought you were talking about
Sterling and Tavernier.
First and foremost, I'm delighted Tavernier is coming back to, we know what he is. He comes in for a lot of stick from the Rangers fans because of the captain and everything about it. Big games. Look, it's a good effort.
Look, McCowan hits one from outside the box. It's a decent effort, but the keeper. It's
like Sharpson's come on, but going back to Tavernier, I think he brings that experience. But everyone will have one eye on that battle with Maeda, because let's be honest, Maeda's won that battle every time he's played against Tavernier. Players just have that. You play against certain players. And you know that no matter how good you're going to play, they always seem to get the better of you, and it's the most frustrating thing in the world. Whether a manager decides to mix it up a little bit, I don't think he will. I think he'll go with Tavernier. I really do.
Will they play both games though, Cammy? Same question, because this one thing that has changed now is he does plays fewer games. There was a form argument, but there was also the physicality argument as well. Will he play both games?
Yeah, I think he will play both games. And again, he can answer the physicality thing. He says he's as fit as he's ever been. He wants to play as many games as he can. And listen, there's one thing about James Tavernier. He always puts himself out there. He's happy to take on and be on the pitch at any moment of time. So I think he'll play both games. And I think he's finding a little bit of form again as well, so which is really important for Rangers.
Jamie, how much difference has the last three games made to your confidence? Obviously Celtic's going to be harder than the previous games, and obviously Spurs will be harder, but you know, if I asked you after that Dundee United game, how are you feeling about the cup final? I don't think you would have been able to answer it politely, but maybe a bit more optimistic now?
Aye, a wee bit. It's better getting in than a better run than no playing very well, but you don't want to get ahead of yourself. You know what can happen.
Well, look, they've scored 9 goals.
Very surprised Celtic didn't get a free kick on the edge of the box there, I have to say. Was Ingles not about to pull the trigger and kind of got barged over?
Yeah, it was poor refereeing. I think that was a free kick. But getting back to they've hit a little bit of form. Of course they have. They were really good against Kilmarnock. They played some good football. They battered Kilmarnock at Ibrox. I thought they looked decent against Ross County as well. Always a hard place to go. Lost the last time they were there. I don't think you're getting carried away if you're a Rangers supporter. You know what I mean? But I think it's better to get in a bit of confidence. You see one or two players starting to really shine now. I think since he's tweaked it, since he's brought one or two fresh players in, Danilo Agamani coming in there, Hadji coming in, it's given them a real lift and they look a better side. Two massive games.
Thank you very much to Jamie. Another double change for Celtic. This will be the last of them then. Kyogo is going to go off and be replaced by Adam Ida. And Daizen Maeda is the man coming off for James Forrest. So Arnie Ingles and Luke McCowan, they came on for Bernardo and Hatate. So it's two double subs plus the Anthony Ralston one, and for Alistair Johnson. And there we are. That's it. 20 minutes to go. Celtic have used them all.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I'm not surprised that Adam Eders came on. That physical presence, it's not really worked, the style of play they normally have, and get Kyogo involved and them combinations inside the box. So it'll maybe be a little bit more crosses into the box for the next 25 minutes or so towards the end of the game to try and test this defence physically as well. So yeah, and again, James Forrest, we know he's got quality. Maeda, would you have left him on because he's got so many goals so far in this Champions League campaign?
Yeah, I can. Look, Forrest is not a bad substitution substitute to bring on. I think he's obviously, he said last week he concentrates in one game at a time, but always has one eye in the next coming fixture. So I think he's looked at this game, he's concentrated everything at the beginning, and then he's worked out his subs. He's used all his subs. He's got one or two off that are going to be certain starters come Sunday, because Maeda will start at Hampden and Kyogo will certainly start at Hampden because he comes alive there, especially in the big games. So I think Brendan Rodgers is just
goes
shooting
that squad. It's the first time in a while he's got away and he just kind of goes down in the box, and it's means he slips, I think, or gets kind of brought down, not illegally as such, and there's just too much contact on it and it goes flying over everyone and out for a goal kick.
Again, defensively, Zagreb have done really well. It looks as if he's got a cross of the defender, but he just keeps in contact with him, has enough beside him to put him off, to not get the quality in his cross. And yeah, they've actually been fairly solid defensively, Zagreb. Have not offered,
they've hung in really well, haven't they?
But again, what I would say with these subs coming on is we've already seen a Zagreb player down with cramp in their sort of 20 minutes to go. So these fresh subs could just push it over the line for Celtic.
It's very much in the balance, Gordon, because they've not looked great, Zagreb, and Celtic have dominated the ball by a mile, but you still wouldn't be amazed if they grabbed a goal, would you?
Yeah, Brendan Rodgers and Celtic will be disappointed if they walk out here with no points. They've got one in their hand just now. They've got the subs on, they've got the fresh legs on, they've got the quality on as well. It doesn't weaken their team. They've just got to make sure at the back, defensively, they're really strong, and hope that one of these chances, they're getting into good areas, but the final ball's poor. It really is, and it's unlike Celtic. But at the beginning of the night, if you thought the game was going to pan out like this, away from home, Champions League, you'd probably take it.
It just ends up becoming more frustrating though, doesn't it, Cammy, when you realise that it is a game, because you don't know this before it starts, but it's clearly a game that's there for the taking if you play well. And I don't know if Celtic have in the right areas.
I think they've had loads of control, and
that's what I mean, up to that last third have been good.
I think the last third, that last moment hasn't had the quality that we know Celtic have as well. So we've got high expectations of this team.
There's James Forrest. Oh my word, James Forrest with a volley that actually stays
that's
in.
That's a pass.
It's a shot, it's a goal that has stayed in the pitch, which is never easy. So we'll just stick with it for never mind.
Can we cut him some slack? He's just on the pitch.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Just getting warm.
Get your calls in right now, Celtic fans. How's this going? How are you feeling? Rangers fans, what about Thursday? Give us a call. We'll speak to you next.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
80 minutes gone in Zagreb. Dinamo Zagreb 0, Celtic 0. And it is fraught, Cammy, with danger this, because Zagreb have still not looked good. And here they come. Oh, and it's a danger for Celtic. What a save. Kasper Schmeichel tipped over the bar.
That chance has been coming.
Yeah, it's got a bit frantic at the back in the last 5 minutes or so.
Yeah, Celtic look really nervous for some reason. They've gave the ball away a number of times in the last 5-10 minutes, and put themselves under a lot of pressure. And then that was a good ball in from the right hand side, a free header again. I think it's Ralston that slips.
He slipped, didn't he? Yeah.
How many players have slipped tonight on that pitch? And a brilliant save from Kasper Schmeichel. He's in really good form at this moment in time. A good save, one I would probably expect him to make.
I'm saving that, mate.
It's still a good save, though.
I'm catching it.
No, you've got to make it look good as well, though.
All right. No, but Ralston gets caught.
Yeah.
He gets caught too far in beside his centre half.
Oh, and Celtic just can't clear the danger.
Nervous moments.
Yeah,
very
nervy.
Very, very nervy this for
it's
Celtic.
Like they're looking at the clock and thinking, well, a good point here's a job done. Good result. And they're starting to get a bit nervous about them, giving the ball away cheaply as well.
See, if they are looking at the clock and they think a point's a decent result, which I think it would be an opportunity miss for Celtic.
I don't think they are. I don't think you choose
they've
to
they've just
do
lost control,
things.
Though. And
yeah,
again,
they're giving
slackness.
Away slackness.
Yep.
I think there's actually a bit of a sore. Is it a sore one? Is it the way he lands that Zagreb player? I mean, as a rule, I think they've kind of stayed down quite often tonight, but I don't know if that's been unfair on this one because it did look like a heavy fall. But yeah, it's going to be interesting, Gordon, because a point is fine.
Point is fine, Gordon.
Having seen the game pan out, Celtic will probably be disappointed not to get three, but what you now have to do with 10 minutes left, you lose this, it becomes a really disappointing night.
Well, it becomes a massive blow. But when you've looked at all the fixtures, you look at the position you got yourself in, yeah, you can be disappointed walking off that park if you get the point in the bag and say, do you know what, missed a wee opportunity, we were a wee bit slack tonight in certain areas, we weren't as sharp as we normally are.
Mm-hmm, but still unbeaten and all that sort of
exactly,
stuff.
Exactly, and you've still got that home game against Young Boys that I think everybody's putting a banker on. As long as they don't throw anything cheaply away here, they'd be really disappointed coming home tonight if they did.
Well, you never know. Celtic might still have a bit of attacking intent in them. They've made all those changes. Can Adam Ida come up with something? He's not really had the chance to impact the game in a positive sense since he came on. He's given it away once or twice. He's not really up to speed with the game yet, Cammy.
No, he's not. He's not had an opportunity again. He's not really been involved too much. I think Celtic are just trying to take a little bit of control back in the game. Just slow things up, make some passes, feel their way back into it. Because the majority of the game, they have been in control. It's just been that final moment, the last bit in quality going into the box, whether it's a cross or a decision to take a shot on or a pass. It's just not been there for Celtic tonight, which is unlike them because they've been so good this season.
Yeah, I mean, away from home in the Champions League, Gordon, 65% possession.
That tells you
the way that Celtic have, you know, had that element of control, but it's not been anywhere near as fluent as they would have liked, has it?
Just that bit of quality that you usually go hand in hand with Celtic just hasn't been there. You know, Celtic usually
This is a nice run from Adam Ida.
But he wants to be in the box.
Yeah, well, he gets a corner, which is fair enough. But
yeah, you'll take that. Good percentage-wise of possession, yeah. Away from home in the Champions League. But we get down to it, especially when they get down the wide areas, a couple of times in the second half, getting down the right-hand side, you know, just putting that bit of quality in, letting the strikers or midfield players go and attack something, just hasn't been there tonight. Are we getting a teaser, by the way?
Nah.
Okay, that's good.
No, do you want one?
If you want, I'm not bothered.
Okay. Thanks to Mark and Dennison. Can you name the starting 11 the last time Celtic played away to Dinamo Zagreb?
Oh.
I need to tell you the year, I think. You wouldn't just pluck that out of nowhere. So it was December 2014. So it was Ronnie Dyla era.
Craig Gordon.
Correct. Any from you, Cammy?
Scott Brown?
Not Mark Wilson, just in case you're wondering. Scott Brown,
McGregor?
Yeah, Callum McGregor was there, yeah.
Okay.
Right. Who'd be the centre-halves in 2014? McManus, are they?
No, Ronnie Dyla era.
Oh, Dyla.
You've definitely heard of one of these centre-backs.
Van Dijk, was he still there?
Virgil van Dijk.
Brilliant, mate. Lustig?
No, actually. Nope, it was not.
No.
2014.
Yes. Who's the left back at that time? Quite a well known one.
Izaguirre.
Yeah. Well done. Okay, we'll get back to it. That's your full time teaser tonight from Mark and Dennison, who emailed it fulltime@clyde1.com. Looking for what's exactly 10 years ago, pretty much, that Celtic played away in Zagreb, who was in that starting 11. Craig Gordon, Virgil van Dijk, Emilio Izaguirre, Callum McGregor. Bring it up to the present day though. 85 gone.
Forrest must be on that team.
He is not. So that will teach you to shout out when I wasn't looking for any more answers.
Oh, sorry, my apologies.
Come on, crystal ball time, Gordon. Celtic getting a winner, or is this going to end in a stalemate?
I think a stalemate, Gordon. I think they're just knocking the ball about. They're quite happy. If something, you know, a bit of space comes, they'll go and try and exploit it. But just now, the way they're looking, I think they'd be quite happy just take a point and get out of there. It keeps them in a real good place. They've taken the sting out of the home team a little bit. They come forward here. You know, you couldn't put it by Celtic, but the way they've defended tonight.
Oh, decent chance. Was that blocked? I was going to say. Yeah. I wondered how it didn't.
They've defended well. They're back. They've defended well.
Floated to the back post, and Adam Ida got his head on it, but he could only head it against the Zagreb defender and out for a corner.
Yeah, but again, that sums up their defending. He's very, very tight to him. He's got no space around Ida there, and he makes sure he gets a block in. It was a decent ball in from Nicholas Kuhn towards the back post, but as Gordon says, they've defended so well.
Arnie Ingles' corner punched by the goalkeeper. Actually gets a decent bit of purchase on it, so much so that Callum McGregor can't control it at the end of the box. Edge of the box, sorry, it goes all the way back to Kasper Schmeichel. So more of the same in terms of possession. Celtic have dominated the ball. Can they just dig out one more chance? Not sure they've even had what would be the clearest chance that they've had. Kuhn that was blocked, or Kyogo.
I thought Kyogo's ball
the
in the middle, and then Carter Vickers' follow up was a good opportunity. Apart from that,
not loads.
And to be fair, Schmeichel's had that one save Cammy was talking about. You'd expect him to save it at the back post, the header. All in all, good point to come home with.
If they get it, it might be three, it might be one, it might be none. There's still life left in this. So as soon as it finishes, I think by now Celtic fans will admit defeat. You'll be watching through your fingertips, perhaps, or the cracks in your fingers. So once it's done, as soon as the full time whistle goes, there will still be time for you to pick up the phone and let us know what you are making or what you made of the game that's just finished. Rangers fans, of course, we're looking ahead to Thursday, so you can give us a call right now. It's a lovely pass from James Forrest. Arnie Ingles, somehow taken off the toe of Adam Ida. That's brilliant defending. They've defended desperately, haven't they?
Back four has been excellent tonight. It's a great run from Ingles, good move. Ball, and it's a great ball across. Ida's eyes must have lit up there thinking, here's the winner.
So well defended.
Yeah. Superb defending. He knows he's there. He's at full stretch, has to get something on it, make sure he's there. But, and again, these are the last moments of the game. He looks absolutely knackered as well. So, yeah, brilliant defending.
Yeah, really, really well done. I just expecting Ida to roll that in, I have to say. I thought he'd got himself in the right area. It was well played by Forrest and Ingles. Forrest's now went into the back of a Zagreb player who goes down.
It was more like Celtic, actually, that run beyond from Ingles, a nice slip ball from Forrest, and then that crisp cross into the box. But we're just touching it. It was brilliant defending, because Ida's just going to put in an empty net if he's not there. So that was a good moment, and there's maybe not been enough of them in this game.
Maybe kind of sums up Celtic's night, Gordon. It's been a nearly night, loads of possession, as we keep saying. Have they even had any shots on target?
No, they've not really tested a goalkeeper. They've wasted balls in the wide area. That was their first really, what you would class as Celtic, the way they're going about their business in the Premier League. That move, that sharpness, that ball in behind the run, opening defences up. But as the boys said, they're great, great defending. It's not been a classic game, but it's suited Celtic. And they'll take the point and come home. And I can't see a goal going. I really can't. I'm not doing a wee shug here, but I certainly can't see a goal here.
Brave of me. 89 and a half minutes gone.
This is why you
like to just hang on.
You've got to put yourself out there to be shot down.
Hugh usually goes after 25 minutes.
Are we done? Yeah, listen, the way the games went, I think both teams would probably at this moment in time be. When you get to this moment, it's 89 minutes. None of yous want to lose a goal. Yes, it'd be nice to have one from both teams' perspective, but I think they'll both internally be happy to get a point on the board and a long-range shot from
Zagreb. Fly one from 40 yards. Doesn't really cause too much issue for Schmeichel over the top. 3 minutes added, so not even a lot of delay, nothing.
I think Cammy's right. I think both teams would just shake hands and take the point and move on.
Yeah, and it's been one of them games that it's just not quite happened for Celtic, certainly with the majority of the control at the top end of the pitch. But Zagreb have had their moments. It's one of them ones that it's a point in the board, move on. Next game, as you say, Young Boys, one that they'll look at and identify. They'll probably looking to take all 3 points from that one.
It's just gonna, that'll bring its own nerves, won't it? When you know, everyone's calling it this kind of stick on win because they've been so poor. But did you get such a thing in the Champions League?
Probably that one, yeah.
Think so?
Yeah. Okay. I would be amazed. Celtic would have to have a real off night at Celtic Park to drop anything there. And with the carrot there, the fact that they would come out here 9 points, put someone at 12 points, Gordon. So, no, it would need a disaster of a night for Celtic to drop in.
They are blaming Gordon DL if it goes wrong. Arnie Ingles tries a big switch, but it's just going to be too far for Nicholas Kuhn. It's getting a bit desperate, isn't it? That's not the pass you want to hit to Nicholas Kuhn, is it?
No, it's a hopeful crossfield pass. It was always going to be difficult for Nicholas Kuhn to try and, again, he's trying to ride the defender to then let go over his head and we sniggle.
Steady. Come on.
Come on.
Don't do this to me.
Yes, so the ball's went over the defender's head and it's just trickled out for a goal kick.
Will you grow up? 62 years of age. Seriously.
No, I'm laughing at something in the thing.
1 minute left. So there we go. Maybe one last opportunity for either side. It should be Celtic. They're the ones with the free kick in their own defensive area. Ref's been fussy, I have to say. I'm not even sure that was a clear handball, but that's fine. He's done it for both teams. He's been booking everyone. He calmed down a bit in the second half, has he? I think it was the first half I was a bit easy. You're an absolute child.
I can't look at him.
But it's a big Champions League game reaching its conclusion. Yeah. And you are just laughing at childish jokes.
No, I'm happy for Celtic. I'm happy for Scotland.
I'm happy for Scotland.
Yes, because I'll be cheering on Hearts and obviously Rangers on Thursday night.
There is going to be one chance for Celtic here because they've got a free kick. They can whip it into the box. Their set pieces haven't caused much.
No, what a time to score, isn't it? Right at the final whistle. Especially with looking ahead to Sunday as well. If you get a goal here, just the lift that it gives everyone. So it'll be interesting. I'm pretty sure it'll be. It's all about the quality that goes in the box as well.
Absolutely. This will be the last kick. We've passed the 3 minutes. We always say it is a minimum of, so there'll be nothing after this though. Arnie Ingles raises the right arm. I need to swing that. It's too far.
That sums it up.
Right into the goalkeeper's hands.
Oh, they're going for a long one.
He just kicks it all the way through to Kasper Schmeichel though. Oh, there we go.
Full time.
Andrew McLean.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard European Group Stages with UK Debt Expert, the top team helping you tackle your debt. Verify at ukdebtexpert.co.uk. May not be suitable for all. Free advice at moneyhelper.org.uk.
Yeah, Dinamo Zagreb 0, Celtic 0, the full-time score. A pretty poor match overall, really. Celtic will maybe see this as an opportunity missed, but it could still prove to be a vital point away from home in the Champions League. There was really nothing of note at all that happened in the first half. The only thing Alistair Johnson picking up will look to be a knee injury. He was forced off at half-time. That will be a big worry ahead of Sunday's Cup final. In the second half, there was definitely a bit more in the way of goal-mouth action. Celtic broke forward down the right with Nicholas Kuhn. He cut across the box, eventually got a shot away. Maxime Werner making a vital block to deflect it over. Then a big block at the other end from Austin Trusty. It was Marco Piazza's strike that hit the chest of the American. Batarina had a shot a minute or so later that was easily held by Schmeichel. Batarina then put another over the bar just after the hour mark. Luke McCowan was one of the substitutes that came on for Celtic. He tried his luck from range with a low, powerful strike. This one held by the goalkeeper. Then you've got to say the biggest chance of the game fell to the home side. It was a cross from the right, headed goalwards by Marco Piazza. Kasper Schmeichel, it was straight at him. It was high. He had to tip it over the bar. It's not a game that's going to live long in the memory, but Celtic move on to 9 points and take a big step closer to the playoff round of the Champions League. The full-time score here in Croatia, Dinamo Zagreb 0, Celtic 0.
What did you make of that, Celtic fans? Give us a call right now, please. 0141 951 1025. Are you happy with the point? Happy with the clean sheet? Happy to go unbeaten in the Champions League for a bit longer? Or was it a missed opportunity? Was it lacking something in the final third? Let us know right now and we will speak to you next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Cammy Bell are here in the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Is finished. Dinamo Zagreb 0, Celtic 0. Celtic move on to 9 points, nearly there. What did you make of the game tonight? We're about to get some reaction very quickly. Your teaser though, what was the starting 11 the last time Celtic went to Zagreb? Craig Gordon, Virgil van Dijk, Emilio Izaguirre, Callum McGregor.
Right, we'll get the back four. Adam Matthews.
Correct.
And
Ambrose.
Yes, well done.
Near Beaton.
Yep.
And Chris Commons.
Correct. Three to get. Two. We're struggling. Two very difficult. One a bit easier. Okay. Robbie's a Celtic fan. How would you assess that one tonight, Robbie?
Very, very, very disappointed. The reason being, Gordon, is there was a reason why the Croatian media were worried about this game for Dynamo Zagreb. They were in disarray with their best player out, their captain out, and I think their main striker was out as well. Now, see when... Now, that's before a ball kick. Right, okay, before a ball kick. Now, when this game starts, Celtic looked like the home team, and they had a lot of possession, just lacking that wee bit creation in the final third. Now, we get to half-time, and we think right away Celtic are going to play better in the second half. Their tails are going to be up. Now, at half-time as well, where it'd been nothing each, I'll go into social media just to Celtic saying it's nothing each. So I was just looking for a general bit of the comments what Celtic fans were saying. And the player who was getting it, the most of the Celtic fans, was Rio Hatate. The same guy that I brought up to Gordon DL last week about him being inconsistent. It can be a 9 out of 10 or it can be a 2 out of 10. It was quite bad. You can't really kid the fans only what they're seeing, but he was coming up for a wee bit of flack. But Brendan Rodgers realised that and they played that wee bit better when they brung Engels and McCowan on, just that wee bit more energy. With it being totally brilliant, none of the two of them were outstanding, but see the context of the game. So, you know, can you imagine Celtic playing at Celtic Park with Callum McGregor out, Kyogo out, and other injuries? You know, so many players out. The Zagreb coach, he must be doing somersaults back to the bus, you know. But his team were rubbish. They were up the park about two or three times. That one tucked to the bar by Schmeichel. Just with the coin, I understand it's better than a defeat, right? A point away from home, and I'm going to get all that stuff maybe for the panel. Don't worry about it. It's a point away from home. I'm just trying to put things into context here. With Celtic, how well they've been playing in the Champions League. See that game? That's one of the most disappointing games. Considering how well they've been playing at home and the domestic scene, and considering how well they've been playing the Champions League, that team were there for the taking. What do you think, guys?
I'm not denying. I think we said it throughout the game, right from the beginning. We thought that Celtic looked like the home side. They were there for the taking. I don't think Celtic were as sharp as what they normally are in the final third. I thought a second half, a couple of times down the right-hand side, getting into good positions, final ball was a bit disappointing. But if you look at their overall standing where they are, they're in a real good place coming away from there. You'd have probably looked at those fixtures and gone back all the way from, you know, Atalanta to the draw and saying, right, we can get a couple of wins at home, you know, we're going away to Croatia, Zagreb, a point or maybe whatever there, and then we've got young boys at home. Everybody would have been saying the same thing. But because they've watched it tonight, and I totally agree with Robbie, I thought the home team were as poor as I've seen. But it's another clean sheet, it's another point on the board, and everything's in the hands of Celtic now at Celtic Park.
Yeah, listen, they will be disappointed. The players will be disappointed because they know they can play better than that as well. And as we've spoke about, the quality of opposition wasn't really there. Celtic dominated an away game, so that was an opportunity missed, and I totally get, Robbie, that. But on the flip side of it, there could have been a sucker punch there, they could have lost the game, there was that one header, there wasn't much in it, but again, them moments can happen, a pop shot from the edge of the box, a deflection, it goes in. So yeah, listen, what Celtic can look at is and think that young boys are probably going to be worse than this team, and Celtic were nowhere near at their best tonight. They've taken away a point, and if they go and beat young boys, then it's almost guarantees them of where they want to be. And they've had a really good campaign. Yes, it could have been better tonight. They should have taken all 3 points, but listen, a point's not the worst thing.
Robbie, I think that's 4 Champions League games unbeaten. Is it, I don't know, is it a sign that this team is in a bit of a better place now, that you are so disappointed at nights like this?
Yeah, Gordon, I think it's just because, you know, basically how well they've been playing in the Champions League. And as I say, just with how Dynamo Zagreb had been in disarray and, you know, they were worried about this game and basically how the game went live and in the moment and it went up to half-time and how Celtic played after the half-time. But as the panel say, they've got to put things into perspective for me, and they didn't really need to do that. But I understand what Cammy and Gordon are saying, as the point is better than a defeat. But I'm just looking at if we had a one, then we had a one other game. That's exactly what I was looking for. Basically, after the four games, they had 7 points, and I was looking for seven points at least. And that would have took us up to 14. Now we can't really get that anymore. But, I mean, at the end of the day, maybe I'm being a wee bit too negative as well, because as much as I think we can beat Young Boys, why can we not beat Villa as well? So that might even just do it. Two wins out the last two. If they can beat Young Boys and they can go into that last game against Villa, I mean, you guys will know, and everybody will back me up. You see Scottish teams against English teams over the years. We can go back to Gordon's time in the 80s and the 90s. We didn't do that badly against English teams, and you've seen it again. Sometimes it needs to be, well, it's a back-to-the-wall performance, and we've seen Nakamura with a free kick against Manchester United where Celtic can sneak it. So maybe it's just me, and I'm looking at that last game against Aston Villa. But hey, Cammy and Gordon will probably back me up here. Celtic could potentially win that game down at Villa. You know what I mean?
I think they're in a position that at home against Young Boys enough for them. You know, they're going to 12 points. I think that'd be more than enough. I think anything they get at Villa would be a bonus as well, Gordon. That's why I said tonight, as much as they're disappointed that team was there for the taking, let's not be kidded, but they get out there with a clean sheet, they get out there with a point, they're sitting in a terrific position, they've got a game that everybody fancies them to win. It'd need a real disaster night for Celtic not to win against Young Boys at Celtic Park. We'd put them on to 12 points. For me, that's enough for them.
Yeah, I think Robbie's right to bring up the importance of that eye test that we always call it when the game starts. We said it earlier, you get hung up on where are they in their league and who they played before and what's the results been and who's missing and that stuff. And it worked the other way when Bruges came. People maybe said, this is Bruges, you know, it's not a European heavyweight. But as soon as you started watching the game, you realised, oh, actually, they're very good. You can just tell, your eyes tell you they're really good. And Zagreb weren't. And that's why it'll feel like a missed
quickly,
opportunity.
I'll let Cammy come in here. Just quickly, my opinion. As much as I was not impressed with them, I thought their defending was very, very good and made it difficult for Celtic.
Yeah, totally agree. Organisation, defending, they were always with the man. There was no, again, free run. The runs in behind were always matched. So they made it difficult for Celtic tonight. Yes, do I think Celtic can go down to Aston Villa and take something away from the game? Absolutely. I think if they're in a good place when they're due to face them, then they've got the quality on the pitch. They'll need a bit of luck that night. It's another step up in quality. But yeah, I think Celtic can go down there and compete, absolutely.
The thing is, it's not till the 29th of January you don't really know. A lot can change between now and then for both sides. So I suppose that's why it's quite difficult. Right, let's thank Robbie for his thoughts. You'll probably struggle to squeeze a call in now, I have to say, but you could fire off a quick tweet or something if you want to let us know how you thought the game went over there at Clyde SSB. PB says 9 points, 2 games to play. Would have been delighted with that 3 months ago. On to Young Boys. McRae says good point. Against an average team sitting in hoping for a point. Lack of quality from both teams there to see though. On to Sunday. Rosie, a point away from home. Clean sheet in a game we dominated in the Champions League. Can't be sneezed at. I like that. I've never heard that before. Can't be sneezed at. Although I thought a wee bit more quality up front and we could have won. And Penn Celt 2 points dropped. Still in a brilliant position. So there we go. Right, how are you two faring in this teaser?
I've got one for you. And I think it's the guy that won the player of the year.
Mark and Dennison says, name the starting 11 the previous time Celtic went to Zagreb. It is Craig Gordon, Adam Matthews, Effie Ambrose, Virgil van Dijk, Emilio Izaguirre. You've got Callum McGregor and Nir Beaton. You've got Chris Commons.
Stefan Johansson.
Well done. The other two are absolutely brutal.
Are they?
I tell you.
Are they younger players or foreign players?
Foreign players.
Obviously one foreign player. One's a striker.
I've not a clue.
No, you need to give us
the midfielder. The best clue I've got for him is that people never really seem to get to grips with what order you said his name in. sometimes people would pronounce what they thought was the first name second, and vice versa. That's not cleared anything up for you, has
no,
it?
No, has it? No. I'm giving in.
Mubarak Wakaso. Wakaso Mubarak. Remember, people would sort of don't even remember him.
No, don't remember him.
The striker's just as hard to remember. Stefan Skepovic.
Oh, I would have got him.
No, you wouldn't. Thank you very much to Gordon and to Cammy. Back tomorrow, where we look back on this game tonight for Celtic, and of course we'll preview Spurs coming to Ibrox. We'll hear from Ange Postecoglou on the show. And do that very often, do we? We'll hear from Ange Postecoglou and Philippe Clement, and of course we'll hear from you. Wrap up, it looks freezing out there. Make sure you give me three rings when you get back to Annan. This looks like a treacherous night to be heading down the road in that fog. But we'll speak to you all soon, and enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.